This is Real Presence Live on the RPR Network, bringing you stories of faith and hope through local hosts and guests from across the Upper Midwest. Now, back to the show.
Good morning and welcome back to Real Presence Live. I'm Heather.
And I'm Deacon Paul Trinan. We are excited to be bringing you this next segment. I've got a dear friend of mine, Tom Henrich, who's from the Ortonville, Minnesota area, a member of Spirit of Life, AFC, or Area Faith Community, and the Parish of St. John's. So welcome aboard, Tom.
Thank you, Deacon Paul. It's my pleasure to be here today.
So he's really kind of a little bit nervous about today. Not sure what we're going to do and how this is going to go. And I just want to know, I want everybody to know that I was here on the first time Tom was on the radio before he got big.
Should we get his autograph today?
Yeah, we better.
Before you leave. Well, and that God graced us with Tom. Our power just boop, gone, and we have battery power, and it only lasts for so long, and Tom was running around trying to get us back up and going.
He's actually a member of the Abbey. He's a critical member of the Abbey. He's on the Abbey board, and then he's also on a couple of committees, one of which is the Building and Grounds Committee. So he's pretty handy man. Yeah, pretty handy. So, but that's not why we're talking to Tom Henrich this morning. The reason we're going to talk to Tom Henrich is dovetailing off what Father was just talking about with Set Ablaze. But in the Eucharistic revival that's being called by the USCCB, the bishops throughout the country now, we're talking country, and how that's happening on a very, very, very small parish scale. So, Tom, you were called upon by your pastor to be what's called a captain for the Eucharistic revival program, you and your wife.
Yes, we were.
Marlene. So tell me how that went.
How that transpired?
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, we were getting emails from the diocese, from our, and we couldn't understand why we were getting them all of a sudden. So we talked to Father Brian one Sunday after church. He said, "Oh, I put your name in for that." So he volunteered us to be.
I was like, "It's either him or your priest."
Right. So it's been a wonderful experience. As I get into this,
when you become a captain, what is the responsibility of that? It's a Eucharistic revival captain for the parish.
Well, the first thing we had to do is try and get other members of our local parish, St. John's, because we're in the Spirit of Life. Madison also had to do the same thing in Graceville. They have captains also. And then we met with them as a group also. But the first thing we had to do is basically try and convince, and we did, a dozen other parishioners to get involved with this Eucharistic revival, and we didn't really understand what we were supposed to do or how things were supposed to go. And then we got together, and it was just some brainstorming sessions of how we could bring the Eucharist more present in our local parish.
So a blend of folks that are, you know, maybe retirement age, maybe mid-range, maybe younger age. And so that started happening about how long ago, Tom?
Well, it was this spring. Our winter, you know, right in the winter, right after Christmas, right after the first of the year we got started, because this is the year of the parish. It was the diocese last year, and this is the year.
Some dioceses got a quicker start than our diocese.
Yes.
What's behind that?
Well, we were without a bishop.
Yeah.
When this all happened, and we had a. So it took us a while. Mm-hmm. I think we were behind the eight ball a little bit.
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
When the bishop did come right away, when we were fortunate enough to get a bishop, then he started out with one of the first things was the Eucharistic revival prayer that we pray every time before Mass. Just for our diocese.
And that's a good
like that.
Foundational
reminder
about the body, blood, soul, and divinity, and how it's an encounter. It's an encounter with Jesus. And then we're supposed to encounter with the joy, to bring that joy of that encounter to those around us. But the other thing is we've got a priest in the Diocese of New Ulm whose name is Father Tony Stepeda, who's very, very, very sick, on the verge of passing away. Anyways, he was appointed toward helping lead this too, and he became sick shortly after that appointment was made, and so that slowed us down a little bit. But really, if this is of the Holy Spirit, you know, these obstacles may be obstacles, but they're not going to be stopping us.
They are.
No. And so what are some of the things that the Eucharistic Revival Committee has done on that parish level?
Well, we've really encouraged, and now we have adoration from Wednesdays from noon to 8 o'clock the next morning.
So recommitment toward adoration.
Adoration.
And I think those are just steps. We're going to be taking more and more steps.
Beautiful.
Some
other
examples.
And Father's really been great at church and his homilies on the Eucharist.
Being very intentional.
Training us again and getting us entering.
Last Sunday was awesome.
Awesome, yeah. And he started out, you know, making us aware that Jesus is present in church, you know. Just and at first he did benediction.
Yep.
With the monstrance after Mass. And I thought he'd get a lot of pushback from that, but people were really, you know, there. It was very short, 5 minutes, you know, and then he'd say, you know, we can spend 5 minutes. And then after he quit doing that, and then he said, Jesus is here in the tabernacle.
Yeah. And so he's been really, really good. And I encourage all of my brother deacons, and then my brother clergy priest, the openness towards this, it's the
powerful.
Faithful, the lay faithful are following through with it. And there was a desire to say, hey, let's give people the opportunity to receive in the hand or to kneel as a form of greater reverence towards the body, blood, soul, and divinity, the summit of our faith, that to go, because we had some existing...
Communion rail.
And let's get behind the communion rail, and we'll just give folks an opportunity to kneel and receive on the tongue or in the hand or stand. And I think that's been very well received.
Right.
Hasn't taken up a lot of time. And if it is,
who cares?
Who cares? Yeah. Right.
How has being on the committee changed you?
Me?
Oh. Yeah.
I get emotional when I see this and I see the big picture. What's happening in our country with this, you know, the chaos and everything that the world is in right now, you know, our Catholic faith, I'm so proud of it, because our bishops have been aware, and the Pope, that there's only one thing that can fix it. That's Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
And this is the first time in 83 years that we've had a Eucharistic Congress in this country.
Yeah.
And I get excited how it's pulling the whole country together. We're coming, you know, with the pilgrimages and all that are starting, and they're going to end up in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful to be alive and present at this time to experience this. It's really an experience.
And to be used by the Holy Spirit for this,
right.
To be used by this, to be his hands, is a privilege.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is. You know, even in the pocket that we live in, the archdiocese that we're a part of is blessed to be some of quite leaders within, you know, Bishop Cousins and Bishop Barons and all of these folks. It's just
we've
an amazing
got an
thing.
Amazing area.
Bemidji, for that Eucharistic
for the Northern.
Are you going to start? You're going to go up there for the starting. We'll be there.
You guys will.
RPR will be there.
Great.
Absolutely.
And hey, we're going to go. It's just a privilege, and we're getting this
Star of the North.
It's the Marian route. Is the one that they're taking.
It's
going to be great.
Tom has talked about our Father pastor Mike. That's here right now, Father Brian Ostreich, and he's just been spot on with this, just in step.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to be actually transferred to another pastorate or another area, AFC, and we're bringing in a rookie. But I mean, like we said, you need all the people and so this priest who's been out 4 years, Father Sean, he's younger than half of my children, which I can't even believe I'm saying. And he's so enthused about it.
Yeah.
He's trying to get a busload of parishioners to go up to Bemidji from down around the Marshall and Cottonwood area. So this is a movement that's happening, and just it's our responsibility to welcome other folks.
And I think that next year will be the year of the parish, and hopefully, you know, we can be on fire and get our people more involved, coming back to church again.
Either of you going to Indianapolis?
I'm not able to make it to there.
No. We're going.
You're
going
to go.
Oh, great.
Huh?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
That's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, very exciting. Any last thoughts, Tom, before we let you go? We only have about a minute left.
No, not really.
It was quick.
I just encourage everybody to get involved in their parishes. And because
there are things
going on in the parish. Yep.
Oh, one of the other things I might add is one of the parishes up in Graceville, Minnesota is doing, they just have been moved to want to bring the Eucharist to those that are homebound.
Yeah.
We talk about the lonely and the and the marginalized, and there's so many of these people. Oh, you don't have to worry about me. You don't have to worry about me. They want to be a part of this community.
Yeah.
And the ability to bring the Eucharist through with a pyx from the tabernacle to these people is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so
it's
is that community.
Beautiful thing,
even if
yes.
it's one person coming and caring enough to pray the Our Father and share the gospel.
Yeah.
That's just wonderful. Yeah. It's a great thing to bring Jesus physically to people.
Amen. Tom, thanks for joining us and sharing your experience being the captain of the Eucharistic Revival.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting stuff going on in our church.
Oh, I should say my wife is also part of it. We're a team.
Co-captains.
Co-captains.
All
right.
Yeah. You got it.
That's right.
All right. Well, coming up next on Real Presence Live, did you know that Watertown is considered a hub in South Dakota of one of the worst criminal activities that happens today? Sister Teresa Ann Wolf joins us in studio as we talk about how human trafficking impacts our local communities. Don't go anywhere. More right after this.